Welcome back to Code Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening, as joining us now on the line is the head baseball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles. Ryan Peterson joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
So as we take a look at how this season's unfolded so far for your team, definitely to start the season, younger team, younger than it's been the last few years for this Eagle Grove program, but definitely feels like the further we've gotten into conference play, you've seen this team become more and more competitive in a night-in, night-out basis, at least the last couple weeks. You know, you go back to June 10th, you get a 16-14, just a wacky victory at North Union, followed that up with a conference win on the 12th against North Iowa. And then lately, you know, Forest City, second time around, played closer with them than you did the first time, lost a tough one at Southeast Valley on Tuesday. Wednesday, you go up to West Hancock, that's a one-run game, and a game you guys let get away from you the first time around. You fight tooth and nail with St. Edmund, and then another one-run loss on Friday against Belmont Clemmy. So it definitely feels like this team, it's getting close to maybe turning a corner if it hasn't already. Just I wanted to know what you and the staff have seen so far from the growth this group has shown.
Yeah, we really have improved from the start of the year. Like you said, we lost quite a few players last year for different reasons, you know, a graduation and transfer or whatnot. And they took with them a lot of experience, and we're playing a lot of freshmen this year, and it kind of showed at the start of the year, and you know, even the juniors and the seniors that we were playing, you know, they had some experience, but they didn't have the experience of being, I guess, the guy, you know. So we were looking for, you know, some guys to step up and be that guy that can you know, get the important base hit, or, you know, shut down a team, you know, from the pitcher's mound and things like that. But yeah, we really have been playing much better. Last week, I feel like we let, you know, at least two games kind of slip through our fingers, with the West Hancock game and the Belmont game. You know, both of them, there was a home run in the West Hancock game that was, you know, kind of a big play in the game. And then also in the Belmont game too, Belmont scored five runs against us and in one inning. You know, we just made too many mistakes maybe just some mistakes by some inexperienced players, which, you know, hopefully getting into the tournament and the late stages of the season, maybe we can learn from those situations.
And taking a look at some of the individuals that have stood out, your son, Gavin Peterson, has really gotten things going as the season's gone along, especially on the mound as your number one pitcher. 2-4 record. That ERA is down to 4.71, so it definitely feels like he's really starting to figure things out on the mound after maybe a bit of a rough start to the season. Trenton Robinson as well, getting it done on both sides of the baseball, hitting .234, 10 RBI. He's got some pop in the bat. He's also pitching really well as of late, too, and Adrian Whipple, somebody that has been a constant throughout the year. You know, he's one of your top batters. Leland Spencer now is a senior. He has hit the ball really well. Just looking at some of the group of upperclassmen that have, you know, figured out and learned how to lead by example and being the guy. Just, you know, what have you seen from that nucleus that it's impressed you?
Yeah, they really have stepped up. I know, like Leland Spencer, he's been battling a hamstring basically the whole second half of the year, and kind of kept him out of a couple games. And, you know, he's just fighting back from that now. And, he is definitely our leadoff man. You know, he can get on with, you know, even if it's a ground ball in the infield, he can, you know, with his speed, he can make it to first and, leg it out. And, you know, Gavin and Adrian and Trenton, you know, they've really been much better the second half of the year as well. And, you know, putting the ball in play. I know, you know, as a, when I look at Gavin's stats, you know, his batting average may not be up where I'd like it, but, you know, he's hitting the ball hard. And same thing with Trent. You know, when we do hit the ball, we had quite a few hits over at, or connections, I should say, over at West Hancock. It was just, you know, they either made a great effort to get the out, or we just hit it right to the defense. And that's, you know, just, you know, some bad luck here and there, but, you know, it's something we have to get over and just keep working hard.
And as we take a look at the schedule coming up, as we're coming towards the home stretch of the regular season, started things off tonight at Bishop Garrigan, a good Garrigan team, but a team you were kind of right there with at Greenwood Park the first time around when your two teams got together. Follow that up, Lake Mills coming to town. They usually bring together a solid team on the 24th. You follow that up with a couple, I'd say, pretty good opportunities with Manson Northwest Webster on Thursday. You're at Clarion on Friday. Obviously, that's a rivalry game. And you wrap up the regular season, I think, with that final week there with some more really good opportunities at Garner-Hayfield, home versus North Union at North Iowa to wrap up the regular season. Just looking at, you know, the home stretch of the regular season with the postseason around the corner, just what is the message to the team right now as we get ready to wrap up the regular season and head into the postseason?
Yeah, I think just keeping the games close. You know, we have battled Garrigan. We've battled them pretty close the first time around. And Lake Mills, we had the lead all the way up until, I believe, the sixth inning last time. And, you know, Manson and Clarion, they're, you know, we know a lot of people, a lot of the same players on either team. And just feel like, if we can keep the games close in these next seven or eight games, then, you know, we can, you know, I feel like we can at least split, if not have a winning record. So it's just going to come down to who has the most arms, you know, available, especially when it gets close to the district plays and who can just put the ball in play. That's a huge thing in our conference, you know, just something that I've kind of talked to the boys about, just, you know, I'm not worried about the base hits. It's just putting the ball in play, you know, make the other team make mistakes and capitalize off those mistakes. So hopefully we can do that the rest of the way.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with the slate starting tonight at Bishop Garrigan.
All right, thank you very much.
That was Ryan Peterson, head baseball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 FM.